the Chilkat Valley moose count hits a 10-year high, and Skagway's Santa train rolls through town this weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. In an aerial survey of the Chilkat Valley this week, biologists counted 221 moose. That's the highest number seen in the area in the last 10 years. The strong numbers are reassuring, but don't necessarily indicate a dramatic spike in the population. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch flew from Juneau to Haines Tuesday morning. Then he boarded a Super Cub plane and started the annual count of Chilkat Valley moose.
We fly at about 500-foot elevation. And it's a Super Cub, so we can go nice and slow. And we start in the lower valley, kind of the Murphy Flats area. And then we go up pretty much all of the drainages all the way up to the top of the Chilkat above Turtle Rock before we turn around and come back down.
The survey took about 6 hours.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts of the job. It's a lot more fun to be out seeing the country that you manage and the critters that are out there. You know, just definitely beats looking at a computer screen.
The experience was made even better by the promising numbers of moose Koch counted, 221. That's the largest number in the past 10 years. It included 148 cows, 41 bulls, and 32 calves. Koch said the bull-to-cow ratio of 28-100 is right above the management objective, and the amount of calves, 14%, is in line with the long-term average of 15%. The numbers are strong, but Koch isn't jumping to any conclusions because aerial surveys only provide part of the picture.
I think probably there are a few more moose. It's just hard to tell. If we had collared moose, we'd be able to determine whether we saw 70% of the moose or, you know, 80% of the moose. Typically, on good conditions, you see 65 to 75% of the moose.
One factor contributing to the high number might just be that Koch was able to see more because of better weather conditions. He said the conditions were close to perfect this year. That was not the case the previous 2 years. Those surveys were also limited because weather prevented them from happening until most bull moose had dropped their antlers, making it impossible to distinguish between males and females. Last year, Koch counted 183 moose. The year before that, 147. After this winter's count, the second highest number in the past 10 years was in 2011, when 212 animals were spotted. Koch says if the population has increased, the recent mild winters may have played a part.
When the winters are milder, the survival is usually higher.
Moose living in very optimal conditions tend to have more twin calves. Koch says that's not something he saw this survey. He only spotted one set of twins.
Something I would love to see would be even more calves.
The unchanging percentage of calves and the fact that this is just 1 year's worth of data mean Koch is not planning to adjust restrictions on the area moose hunt. The hunt has gone unusually fast the past 2 years. In 2015, Fish and Game closed the harvest early after about 2 weeks. It was even more dramatic this September when the hunt closed after just 1 week. The management goal for the Chilkat Valley moose harvest is between 20 and 25 legal bulls, which are based on antler configurations. A total of 26 were taken this year, two of which were illegal.
I think at this point, we're going to stick with the status quo, but certainly we'd be a little bit less concerned about over-harvest than we were.
Koch says the numbers are encouraging, but it's too soon to tell what might have caused the increase and whether it might last. The Haines Borough Assembly is in for a busy meeting next week. The last regular meeting was canceled because of winter weather, so many of the items on that agenda were pushed to December 13th. They include two resident appeals related to the Helisky Map Committee. Eric Hawley and Dana Hallett both allege conflict of interest violations. Also on the agenda is Borough Manager Bill Seward's recommendation on which areas should be approved for heliskiing. Seward appears to have weighed the MAP committee's advice heavily. He recommends 10 areas for approval that the committee unanimously agreed on. He recommends denying 5 areas the committee was split over. Seward notes those areas were also not condoned by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game due to wildlife concerns. If the assembly were to follow Seward's recommendation, he says it would increase the area allowed for heliskiing by 3%. There is also a citizen appeal over the small boat harbor expansion. Paul Nelson objects to the manager's decision to grant a land use permit for the project. He initially appealed to the Planning Commission, which sided with the manager. Now Nelson is asking the assembly to rehear his case. Also related to the harbor project, borough staff are asking the assembly to reconsider one piece of the expansion that they previously denied: the additional 33 feet on the wave barrier and dredging of the harbor would make maneuvering around the facility safer, according to the harbor master. A cooperative agreement that gets the ball rolling on phase two of the harbor project is also on the list. The agreement between the borough and Fish and Game funds design and permitting of a boat launch ramp. There is also a contract for the wastewater treatment plant upgrade project for nearly $2 million. Borough staff say state grants, the Capital Improvement Projects Fund, and sewer fund would cover the expense. There is also an executive session scheduled at the end of the meeting for Manager Seward's 6-month evaluation. The meeting is set for Tuesday, December 13th at 6:30 p.m. Despite frigid temperatures, Santa Claus is coming to Skagway this weekend. He'll ride into town on Saturday for the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad's annual Santa Train. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
It's not quite Christmas, but as he does each year, Santa is making an early stop in Skagway before heading out to deliver presents.
We are looking forward to another great event and continuing this tradition for Skagway and all of our neighbors.
Jacqueline Taylor Rose is the manager of marketing and product development at the railroad. White Pass is a busy tourist destination in the summer. In the winter, it's much quieter, except when the Santa train rolls through town.
The train's going to arrive at 11 a.m. with Santa Claus in tow. He'll be making his way into the depot to greet all the children, and he'll get to speak with each and every one of them before we invite the families to get on the train and head up the tracks. It's going to be a really fun, exciting event.
The train runs about 8.5 miles to Clifton before turning around and heading back to Skagway. Visitors don't have to ride the train, though. Taylor Rose says they're welcome to just come to see Santa's arrival. Kids can greet him, tell him what they want for Christmas, and receive a treat before the train takes off. He'll also be in town a day early for those who can't make it to the main event.
Santa Claus is going to come early for any families and children that want to see him early. And that's going to be taking place at the depot from 5 to 7 o'clock on Friday evening.
Temperatures in Skagway this week have dipped way below freezing and into the teens. According to the National Weather Service in Juneau, the frigid weather is going to stick around. And despite clear skies, it's expected to be below 20 degrees in Skagway on Saturday. But Taylor Rose says that won't stop the train from running.
It's definitely going to be chilly outside, so we are hoping that everyone will bundle up, bring blankets, get cozy on the train, and we'll get those heaters going as soon as we can, just so the cars will be warm and we'll try and mitigate those cold temperatures we're expecting for the weekend.
Last year, White Pass added extra train cars to accommodate what they anticipated to be a record number of visitors. Many Yukoners make the trip in addition to some travelers from Haines and Juneau. With the extra space, they could take about 700 people for a ride, and they had nearly that many.
We saw a little over 667 people last year, and we are expecting this same amount of people, hopefully, to come to the Saturday's train ride.
The train arrives at the White Pass Depot on 2nd Avenue this Saturday, December 10th at 11 a.m. It departs around 11:45 as soon as Santa has visited with all the children. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.